Come on, ye maids, and listen, a story I will tell. The story of fair Lady Jane, and what to her befell. A young man came a-wooing, an outlander lord was he. A handsome man of courtly mien, who with his tongue made free. He courted her with letters, he brought to her a gold ring, and vowed he loved her truly, this fair niece of the king. The Lady Jane was tempted, yet canny for her years. She said, methinks, too much haste fill many eyes with tears. But still this lord persisted until he won her heart. He said, I fain would hasten home, then how shall we to part? He said, bring ye your dowry, likewise your jewels rare, and costly clothing too ye bring, to swift steeds I'll prepare. He went down to the stables, 'twas early one fine day, and to the hostler boy he said, make ready the brown and the gray. The Lady Jane slipped unbeknownst from out the palace gate. She brought her gold and jewels to where her love did wait. Forgotten was her pretty paired bird hung in her window high, till Polly called aloud to her, goodbye, Lady Jane, goodbye. Her ship, my pretty paired bird, no tell, no tales on me. If I come not back before the dawn, my face no more you will see. He mounted on the swift brown horse, and she on the dapple gray. Oh, fast they rode till the sun hung low, then he to her did say, lie down and rest, dear Lady Jane, 'tis here the night we stay. I have brought meat, bread and wine, come drink, let us be gay. Why brought ye me to this drear place above the tarn so high? There is no inn, no lodging place, and the night is drawing nigh. What need have we for shelter on a night so fair and clear? And think not ye should prove the first to lie down with me here. Sir, she did say you begged me to be your wedded wife, and ere you shall betray me, I will take my own life. She ran to where the rugged stone o'erhung the water high. Did God and the angels listen and heed her pleading cry? For when he came, she shoved him and quickly stepped aside. Down, down he fell to the water, and she knew that he had died. She mounted on the swift brown horse and led the dapple gray. She rode up to the king's palace before the break of day. She pulled off the golden ring to the hostler, she did say, take this and keep it, can't you forget how a lady tarried away? Oh, how my memory waxeth poor, the hostler did declare, and never a sight of Lady Jane, though the king did ask me fair. Then up she went to her own room, and the parrot bird did say, 'tis well ye came, for much I feared for the honor and life this day. Hush up, my pretty paired bird, no tales must be told by thee. For the one ye fear will come not back, his face no more will ye see. And now, lest ye to be tempted, all maidens do beware. The sweet word of a stranger may hide the devil's snare.